Prayer 31, Day 31. We've made it. Jesus Yeshua, our deliverer, salvation, and rescuer. We want to be ready when you come for us, Lord. In you, Jesus, embodies all that God is and what the Father desires us to be. We surrender all to you, our blessed Savior. You're worthy of worship, and today we magnify your sweet and powerful name. Father, in your word, you have given us a guide for life and have asked us to meditate on your word day and night. Place that desire within our hearts. Give us a sincere hunger for your word that we may know you better and know more clearly how you want us to live. Keep us feeding on your word that we may honor you in all we say and do. Your word instructs us in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do." We pray for those who are lost or on the edge of backsliding. Father, do whatever it takes to bring them home to you. Please help those who are lost to be saved before it's too late. Lord, we pray for those who are running for public office. Guide our nation. Protect your people. Prepare all things according to your word and plan and purpose. We pray that each of these men and women will desire the same in Jesus' name. Today we pray for a great awakening and revival in America and for your church. We pray for a consistent devotion to you, Father, and your kingdom work. We pray for a spiritual alertness, avoiding the pitfalls that would lead us away from you. We pray for growth and maturity as Christians and leaders. Thank you for working in our lives, our church, our family, and this nation. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to you, God, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.